What you gonna do? What you gonna say? You're gay, you're gay, you're gay, you're gay. What you gonna do? What you gonna say? You're gay, you're gay, you're gay, you're gay. What you gonna do? What you gonna say? You're gay, you're gay, you're gay, you're gay. What you gonna do? What you gonna say? Welcome.
Hola.
This is Dallas Gay Pod. This is Dallas Gay Pod episode number 102. I am your host, Captain Cox, and as well as the one and only
Miss Fonda Cox.
Miss Fonda,
it's me.
Cox. Tickle my Twitter.
Yeah, everybody just calm down. It's me. I'm here. No reason to panic.
Don't tweet on my butthole. Don't tweet on my butthole. So what's up, Lee?
Really?
No.
Oh, nothing. I've got a headache. I'm trying to get through my day.
Girl, are you on the
bag? No, it's been a long, long, long day.
Do you still get the rag, honey? Or have you reached that age where you don't have to worry about the rag anymore?
Dude, you know the answer to that.
Well, I just can't wait for that day to come, honey. You're going to be the biggest...
What, that it stops?
Yes.
No, I'm not.
No?
No, because that's a sign of my mortality, you know?
Your mortality? What does that mean?
My life. Like, it's coming to an end.
Well, honey, you are pressing across that.
It's like being at Christmas and you've got the last present to open and you're like, oh, I don't want to open it because it'll be over.
That's kind of sad.
Well, hey, you'll get there.
Honey, but I don't have a sign, like, my legs creep, my twat isn't going to stop bleeding to tell me.
No, but your balls are going to drop and start dragging in the dirt.
Girl, I love big balls. I love balls that drag in the dirt.
Gross.
You don't like big balls? It's kind of like the straight men who love big tits. Balls
like hanging down old man balls?
Robert's got big balls.
Saggy balls? Yeah, but saggy balls?
Well, they sag sometimes.
No, I'm talking about old man balls. That when they put on a pair of shorts, they hang out and shit.
Well, honey, the oldest man I've ever had sex with was in his late 40s, so I don't know what you mean by old man balls.
Well, you've had sex with a man older than I have.
You never... the hell I have. I'm sure you have had sex with plenty of men in the 40s.
Not a whole lot, no.
Have you ever had... What's the oldest man you've ever had sex with?
My ex-husband, but when I quit having sex with him... He was just in his 40s.
Wait a minute. How many years apart are you, ladies?
Four. Oh. We divorced when I was 38.
Oh.
So he was 42.
Well, I don't know what to say about that, honey. I really have nothing to say about that.
So, no, yeah, you've been with a man older than I have.
Well, that's pretty shocking.
Oh.
Speaking about being with men, I posted a listener response question, and I've gotten a couple responses, but I haven't got anything today. And then I got a voicemail from somebody who hung up before they left the goddamn message. So I don't know I know the phone number. I just don't know who that number belongs to. But somebody is scared. People are scared about calling our listener voicemail line. There's no reason to be scared. Call, leave us a voicemail, let us know what's going on. The question today was, or for this week, was, what is the freakiest dick you've ever encountered? Tell us about it. You can email it to us, contact at DallasGayPod.com, tweet it to us at our Twitter, which is at DallasGayPod.com, or voicemail it to us, bitches, at 206-426-1533. But since we're talking about the kinds of mans we've been with, let's just go ahead and knock this one out, honey. So we
Okay, you're up to bat first.
No, why do I gotta
come on,
go first?
Bada swing. It's your idea, go.
Really?
Set a precedence. Do it.
Well, okay, fine. So the only one I have really to talk about. What's so funny?
I was just laughing at you.
Well, okay, fine. Well, the only thing I have really to talk about, you know, we've all probably encountered a penis that curves to the right or to the left. Let me tell you, I've got two that I'll discuss, if that's okay with you. The first one.
Oh, certainly.
So the first one that I've ever encountered that was really just off the chain, crazy, weird, was this guy. I believe he was cut. He was too small to tell if he was cut or uncut, to be honest with you. He was a friend of mine and one of my exes from Phoenix, and he hung out at the bars with us a lot. He was a little weird, a little strange, a little bizarre. In fact, I just texted my ex to ask him what his name was because I would totally spill his beans all over this place because it was such a disappointment. But this was a relationship that towards the end we decided to involve like three ways or whatever. So my ex was interested in this one guy because my ex was working at a bar at a time called Hamburger Mary's in Phoenix, Arizona. And the guy would come in quite a lot, quite a bit, and flirt with my boyfriend. And my boyfriend's like, oh, he's cute. He's kind of quirky, a little fun, but, you know, he's very horny. So let's invite him over. So, of course, you know me. I'm like 20 years old. I'm a virgin. My virgin ears and my virgin personality didn't know better. And so we had this guy over a couple times for sex. The first time he ever came over, I mean, I couldn't even, I was just stunned. It looked like we were playing with the penis of a 3-year-old. It was so fucking small, Fonda. It was out of control. And I'm like, are we to expect any more growth spurts from you? You know, is there any chance in hell that you might be able to like pop out a bigger wiener than this at some point in your life? Because if not, honey, you are fucked.
And so he wasn't even a grower.
Honey, he wasn't even a grower, which that thought did come to my mind. I was thinking, well, maybe, just possibly, honey, he might be able to.
Because those can surprise you.
They can surprise. I would consider myself more of a grower. My dick doesn't hang down long whenever I'm not hard. But, you know, it does fill out nicely, slightly above average when my juices get to a flowing. But this guy, I shit you not, Fonda, it was the most bizarre, most uncomfortable experience of my entire life. And it was just because it felt like I was really sucking off a 3-year-old. That's really what it came down to.
That's creepy.
It's very creepy, honey, but try sucking off a little dude's wiener when there's nothing there but a little stub.
No, I don't think I want to try that.
And he was smooth, too. He shaved all of his shit, which made it even worse. Which I know, you know what, I get what he's doing. They tell you on the man blogs and on the gay blogs.
Yeah,
the
to shave it
to
makes
shave
it look
it
bigger.
Makes it look bigger, honey. But, you know, it didn't help his cause. You know, there's a point of no return when your dick is so small. It's better not to shave it. I mean, a little hair around the base is nice. Just trim it down nicely. But shaving it all the way to where it accentuates the 3-year-old-esque type penis hanging from your body, I think no. That's what I truly say and believe. So that was my first, like, freaky-deaky little penile story. The second one, and the penis wasn't really the problem in this scenario. So just so we're clear on that, the penis wasn't necessarily the problem. It was the man that I was having sex with. And what was so interesting, if you want to call it interesting, more or less bizarre, was the fact that the man that I was having sex with and in a relationship with for a couple of years, actually, was so paranoid with his penis being uncut that he would never, like, say, for instance, I was going down sucking his cock, all right? He would never, ever, ever remove his hand from the base of the penis because he was holding the foreskin down, honey. And
yeah.
I really don't have a problem with foreskin. I don't really care. As long as I'm not going shopping for a nice block of cheese to go with my wine that I bought from the market.
Oh, God.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. So, you know, if you're clean down there, I have no problem if you're cut or uncut, to be honest with you. But for some reason, there was some mental block within his little brain that he could not get over the fact that he had an uncut dick and he was very paranoid about it. So I don't know what happened, you know, in his life that was so traumatic that prohibited him from opening up and releasing that sexual roadblock to allow me to have full range of his cock, but he never did. ever did. And it was so bizarre that, like, even, like, taking the showers and walking around naked, like, changing clothes and shit, he would always have it rolled up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So the base of the wiener, not the base, but the head of the wiener was always exposed, like it was really cut. And I knew in my head it wasn't cut, so I didn't really realize what the point was in, like, acting like it was cut, because you had an uncut cock. That's what I'm saying, you know? And then even beyond that, you know, I'm not judging you. You know, sometimes when my wiener is soft, the skin of my penis will roll down over the head. It's very uncomfortable. I don't like the feeling, and I'll roll it back up. And then maybe his case too, I'm not sure. But it just always seems like he was very paranoid about his uncut foreskin rolling down over his penis.
Shit pops into my head. That's why I was laughing. And you know those commercials for Bud Light, Real Men of Genius?
No.
They go, Real Men of Genius. I keep getting that commercial in my head, and I'm thinking it's not a real commercial. What I got going through my head is Mr. Paranoid Uncut Penis.
Well, I know our listeners aren't going to appreciate where that came from, but that guy who did that commercial is actually one of the audio engineers for the Glenn Beck radio program, who is an AM radio conservative talk show host. Just wanted to point that out.
Because he's real man of genius.
Yes, exactly. Okay. So,
Mr. Paranoid Uncut Penis.
Paranoid Uncut Penis. So, Fonda, your turn. You have seen your fair share of wieners.
I haven't really seen a freaky dinky one.
What say you? Now I sound like I mean, Bill O'Reilly. What say you, Fonda?
I haven't really seen a really bizarre one. I mean, I dated the guy that one curved a little to the right.
How much is a little?
Not a whole lot.
Okay.
It was a nice curve. It was actually beneficial to me.
Was it like tapping on your side wall?
Yeah, it kind of curved up and to the right. So the up part.
Was it sending Morse code to the neighbor next door?
No, it was sending Morse code to my G-spot.
Oh, girl, why is your G-spot way around there?
I didn't say it went around the fucking corner.
Oh.
It curved slightly to the right and up, and that up factor was what helped the G-factor.
Satisfied your
And then I went out with a guy one time, and we never had sex, and I couldn't because I could barely see, and he had a big penis, but I could barely see it because he did not manscape at all.
Really?
Yes, it looked like a little toadstool growing in a patch of moss.
Oh my god. What are you doing it was, like that? Do you just act like
send him home?
Pack his shit up. Here's your toothbrush, honey. And your free.
Oh, and by the way,
soap.
Here's hang on a second. I got a coupon here for some Quattro razors. Hold on a minute.
Well, Quattro razor and a penile extender. Honey, you know you can buy those extenders at the sex store where you slide them in over the top of your penis.
Do those really work?
Honey, I don't know. Do you think you could ever be with a man who had a small penis? And if not...
Well, it would depend on how small.
Well, say small, like freaky deaky small, like I first explained small.
I don't know. I would like to think in my heart, if it was somebody I was in love with and they were good to me and blah, 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 that, you know, he wouldn't have a problem with the Hitachi and things would work out. I don't know.
Oh, honey, but look, no, I don't think I could. I used to say, you know, coming from my good Christian home where it's not the size that matters, but the soul and the heart, I really think I'd have a problem. And I think this comes from the fact that we all like to test out, you know, we like to test the product before we actually purchase. But I was thinking that, I don't know, we could go back to stories from my current boyfriend. Remember when we talked about his penis before?
Mm-hmm.
Like, back in the day? And I wasn't quite sure what was up with the little down there. I'm going to get in so much trouble. You remember we discussed this.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what was going on, but there seemed to be an extra amount of skin hanging off the bottom side of the penis. He He's gonna kill me. Thank God we go to our counselor tonight because we can get it out in the open. I'm just kidding. But I didn't know what was going on. Well, then come to find out, he'd actually pierced it, right? And so with the piercing and the bunching of skin and wearing jewelry towards the base underside of his penis, he has some extra skin down there. And which I was worried it was going to get caught in my teeth, kind of like when you eat a piece of corn. But luckily...
luckily corn on the cob!
Corn on the cob! Foreskin on the cob! Foreskin on the cock. But fortunately, that has not happened. But you know what I'm saying? We discussed that. So we are aware of penises. Before we start dating somebody, we had a lot talked about that boy's body before we sealed the deal. But yeah, anyways, moving on. I was just thinking that if we had like a small, tiny, like you were discussing earlier, like a short little stump mushroom head one, I mean, all you can pretty much do with that is like rub your clit on it, honey. Like rub it on it. It won't even go inside the hole. And so think of yourself as a gay man. You've got the ass skin hanging down, blocking length. You know, and I've got a large ass, which means I need a large cock to go in there to make it past my ass flab.
But see, I can see a short penis working better in a gay relationship than a hetero.
No, honey, no.
Yes, because the little guy can be the bottom.
But what if you're too...
We girls don't have a choice but to be the bottom.
What if you're like me and you're versatile, where you like to do both?
Well, then you couldn't date him. You'd have to find someone.
That's my point.
I'm sure there are some big old tops out there.
Oh, hold on. My little dog is like freaking out. Oh, hell, hold on. Hey, what do you got in your mouth? She chews her little dangly jewels that are hanging off of her collar. And then her collar gets stuck in her mouth like a horse's bridle. And then she can't get it off. It's funny, but it would choke her. That's what I'm saying.
No, I'm just... of all the dogs in the world to get, you get one that's stupid.
She's not stupid. I got the SPC. She's actually trying to chew it off because it's annoying her is what she's doing.
Well, why not get her a different collar?
Well, I'm going to have to now. So anyways, I forgot what we were discussing penises, but I'm just saying, I don't think that if I had like an ultra small penis, I wouldn't be sexually satisfied in a relationship. I'm sorry. And the fact that and here's what I don't understand. You know, like back in my mom and dad's age, like back in their day, being Pentecostal, good Christian people, they believed in virginity saving it for marriage. In fact, I was one of those little... And I don't think it's crazy. I think it's wonderful if you can hold out and whatever, blah, 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 blah. If you live in a farm in Connecticut and there's not, you know, somebody that interests you within 200 miles around, hold the shit out till you're able to move out and go to, you know, like a real city. But I signed one of those little virginity cards, saving myself from marriage cards. I had a little worth the weight ring, blah, 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 blah. That lasted me until about my 20th birthday, honey. And then I got poked and I was, you know, gay ever since. But... you know, when you're dealing with, like, a society or a culture within a society who believes in saving yourself from marriage, how the hell? I mean, it's like a crapshoot. It's like playing the lottery. Oh, give me a big one. Give me a big one. What happens when you find out? What if you're, like, this really horny, kinky bitch and you end up getting some little small shrimp-sized, you know, 2 centimeters long cock or wiener? What the hell? Is that grounds for divorce? I mean... I don't know.
Well, I don't either.
But anyway, some of the responses I've received. This first one, I'm not going to read names because I don't want to embarrass anyone. But this first one, in 20 or so penises that I have encountered, I'd have to say the most difficult to understand was the uncircumcised ones. See, I'm telling you, the uncircumcised wieners, bless you, are uncertain to understand.
Especially if you've never seen one before the first time.
It looks like an anteater, honey. You know how anteaters have those long noses and they go around the ground, like sucking up like a little Hoover?
But did you ever be with a guy that had one and you didn't know beforehand? And then when you see it, you're like, what's wrong with it?
I'm trying to think of my first uncut penis. that I ever
I've only been
encountered.
I've only been with one.
I've probably been with a few. I'll say that. I can't, to be honest with you, I think my first uncut penis was actually with a white dude, and I don't know why it was uncut, and I want to say it was probably in Phoenix, but I can't remember. I can't remember. That's how big a whore I was, honey. I was huge, huge
Well,
whore.
mine was the guy that was not from this country, so.
Oh, well, that explains a lot too. So
Yeah, I
anyways,
think it's cultural.
so everything that she ever thought she knew about blowjobs and hand jobs went out the window because it was too aggressive for the sensitive uncut penis. It was the first time I'd literally heard, "Ah, gently, slow down." I'd hardly touched it. So that was this lady's response to sucking an uncut penis, saying that the foreskin kind of threw her off because it was ultra sensitive. This next customer comes from a gentleman who is gay, who says, the
Customer.
customer, our first customer, welcome to cocksucker, whatever. Anyway, so he said,
32, number
number
32,
32,
now
serving,
serving 32.
servicing, honey, servicing. We're talking about cocks. We're
There
servicing those cocks. So number two comes from a gentleman from Connecticut. Actually, I just talked shit about Connecticut, didn't I? Oops. This was a very short and to the point. Quote, when hard, pointed straight down. Ooh, what do you do with that, honey?
I don't think I've ever encountered that.
I've never encountered that. It points straight down.
Yeah, that
What do you do with it? I don't
would
even
be
know how
weird.
you would put that in.
Well, it would be over because I like to get on top, and when it's pointing down, you can't get on
Honey,
top
you can get on top,
unless
but
you're a
you gotta
contortionist.
hang him from the ceiling, though. Put his heels to Jesus and then ride it.
Yeah, but then I'm not on top. I'd have to be on the bottom.
No, you hang him upside down on like a sling or something. Tie his feet up in the air. Then you climb on like you're
Oh,
riding
that's
a.
too much. That's too much work.
You really think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
If I've got to build something, build it, he will come.
That's funny. The next one again goes back to uncircumcised. The first time I saw an uncircumcised penis, I was totally creeped out. Like, what's that? Stuff around his thing? I was home from college in the driver's seat of my dad's Volvo, and at that point, I think I'd only seen maybe three or four dicks in my life, all cut. Once it got hard, I recognized it as a penis. I knew and loved, though. So that's kind of funny. This next one, I dated a dude with a prominent freckle on his sizable dong in college. Somehow it didn't endear his wang to me. Admiring freckles on a cute kid is one thing, but admiring it when it's threatening to break your back teeth is quite another. That's a pretty good comment. That's all from a lady in Texas, honey, who you know we'll discuss later. So,
Oh, okay.
two words, baby Budweiser. Like, have you ever seen those extra short, squat, mini beer cans? Very disturbing. Yep, we've been talking about that. And let's wrap it up with this one. Oh, back to the theme of what I've experienced. I went out on a date with this West Point guy, in the closet, of course, and he had the smallest penis that curled up on his stomach. Kind of like the pig's curly tail. Ew! Now that is fucked up, honey.
I wouldn't even know what to do with it.
A curly tail? I mean, that might screw your little G spot if you're a girl, but I don't know what the fuck that is going to do to a dude.
No, I would be tempted to take a picture of it and post it on something.
I'd post that shit all over the fucking place. So. Wow. Speaking of penises, I found this news article this week. Of course, you know I'm good with my news articles. And there's actually a picture of the boy, like his face. He looks like he's a good-looking dude. They like blurred out his face. But what had occurred here, apparently, is that this woman blasted off her boyfriend's penis with firecrackers. So that's the gist. Let me tell you what happened. This is a Russian woman. You gotta watch out for those fucking Russians. Swear to God. She got so upset by the news that her boyfriend intended to leave her that she tied several firecrackers to his penis and exploded them. this 33-year-old male victim identified as Alec D. had lived with a woman whose name was reported as Kira V. for about 2 years. But when the girlfriend started suggesting that they should marry, the man refused and said that he would rather return to his first wife, with whom he had a son. When Aiken started moving out on Kara, Kara suggested that they have a farewell dinner. After a hearty meal and some heavy drinking, Alec fell asleep. The girlfriend tied several firecrackers to Alec's penis and exploded them. The man was rushed to intensive care, and the doctors reported that he is to be fighting for his life. So even if he survives and doesn't die, the girl will face up to 10 years in prison. That'll learn you a lesson there, boys. Keep your shit tied down and lock the goddamn door.
And stay away from psycho women.
Stay the fuck away from psycho women.
Yeah, I was a while back. I was reading something in this guy somewhere online talking about psycho girls, and he said the only advice he can give, I guess, is he said basically what he said is even if the pussy is good, the minute she shows tendencies of being psycho girl, you gotta go.
Now, because what would be a good example of showing tendencies of psychoism?
Well, let me see if I can find something.
Well, no. Do you have anything in the back of your mind? Something that comes to mind when you think of psycho?
Okay. Well, I'm not going to name names.
Name names, honey.
No, I'm not. But I have a friend, and this is a problem he's having now. Met this girl off of Match, and
where?
Match.com. This isn't me. This isn't my story.
At Match.com, this is somebody. If you don't find someone special within 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. It's our Make Love Happen guarantee. Join Match.com today and make love happen.
Oh.
Well, one thing you got to know, Match evidently does not give psychological tests. Because
apparently
not.
No.
This girl, he had known her a week, had seen her a total of 4 times. They haven't had sex yet. Okay, I saw him last night, and he showed me his phone. He opened it and showed it to me. There were literally like 30 text messages from her.
What?
Hello? There you are. Yeah, there were like 30 text messages. She's crazy. And I said, well, do you even look at him? He says, no, I don't even read him anymore.
What is she texting for? Let me ask you this. Why is she texting?
Because he's realized she's like bipolar and just has bizarre behavior. He said she'll be real nice the next minute. The next time, you know, she'll call him up and be bitching because he won't come over. You know, he said she's just...
Well,
she's,
honey, a girl's she's got needs. Maybe she needs to get fucked.
No, this girl's crazy. Because I opened one of them. I mean, he has seen her 4 times, has known her a week. I opened one of them up and it says, I don't understand what I did. I miss you. I really want to see you. You're a blessing from God.
Oh, sweet God in heaven.
I know. And he's told her, you know, hey, this isn't going to work. I don't think we, you know, I can't handle your behavior. I've got a lot going on in my life right now. Blah, blah, blah. She's not backing off one bit. She's just staying on it, staying on it, staying on it, staying on it.
Well, at least she's consistent, honey.
Well, I told him, I said, well, her tenacity is applaudable. And he says, yeah, and scary as shit, too. So, yeah, that's why I feel bad for men. We girls usually don't get psycho boys. Usually the psychos.
I'm not. Hey, boys.
Well, maybe in your world, but, you know, usually heterosexual guys aren't usually psycho. If they are, they're like, you can tell right away. You know what I mean? But with girls, because girls are manipulative and conniving and, you know, yeah, you don't know it until they're going psycho in front of your face and you're like, oh, my God, where did this beast hose come from?
Beast hose. Well, you know what? I'm not going to replay the Match.com music again. I had that saved for you, obviously. But would you like to give everyone an update on your Match.com status? How's that working out for you, honey?
Yeah, there you go.
No, I want to talk about it. Is there anything going
on? I'm not. No. Mm-mm.
Are you being honest?
I'm getting it. Me and my friend were talking about this last night. My friend Becca. We were talking about it last night, and I was like, you know, I don't get it. You know, like I was telling you the other day, I get emails and stuff from men that look like they hang out with my parents.
Yeah.
When I look, you know, I can look through people's profiles and I can see like a really good looking guy, you know, and read his profile and I can admire him, but I don't contact him because I know clearly he's out of my league.
Why is he out of your league? Why do you say that?
Well, because they're really hot.
Okay.
You know, I don't ever see myself with a really hot guy.
Why not?
I just don't. And they'll have pictures of themselves with other girls, and these girls look like, you know, those automobile model girls and shit, you know?
Yeah.
They're looking for a trophy. I'm not a trophy. If you're looking for somebody to have fun with that can go out and drink and make you laugh, I'm your girl. But I'm not a bikini girl. I never will be. But
well,
so I don't contact those people. I look for guys on there who say funny stuff. They've got fun, you know, they might be, you know, hanging out with their friends, you know, being a little stupid or something.
So
I look for those kind of guys.
You don't want
I don't
to
look for guys that look
by
like
a beautiful
a
man.
No, I just know I don't have a chance with someone like that. And quite frankly, most of the good looking men like GQ model guys
are dicks.
They don't hold my attention.
Well,
you know, you put him in a corner and say, oh, look at him. Isn't he pretty? Don't talk to him because he doesn't talk real well.
Well, back in my dating days, I will be honest. I'm kind of like you, even though I am typically the hot one that is posting my photos online. I typically stayed away from – that was a joke, by the way. I typically stayed away from the ultra pretty, ultra good looking men because of the fact for that number one, fear of rejection. Number two, you have somebody that's that pretty, that's a lot of competition to deal with and put up with. And quite frankly,
uh-uh.
I've got enough drama in my life, honey. I don't need competition from somebody who's, like, ultra prettier than me. That's all I'm saying. Well, what I was going to dispute or discuss was the cons of the online dating thing. Of course, I've used it. My current boyfriend is from an online dating service. My previous boyfriend was from Yahoo Messenger. And the boyfriend before that was actually from Yahoo as well, I believe, or gay.com. Not quite sure. But there's a lot of positive things that can be said about online dating. But at the same time, there's also quite a few negatives. And the biggest being that it can bring out the worst in people. And by people, honey, I mean you. So depending on what site you use, it can be all too easy to check up on your latest fling, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Are you listening to me?
Yeah, I don't do that anymore.
Somebody getting a little hot under the collar.
Dude.
You
want to go there? You really want to go there?
No, I don't. Really, what I was trying to say
is... Okay, Dan. I didn't think you did.
What about these boys? What about these boys for both of us who, when you were like, you know, you'd meet them online or whatnot, and then you'd go out on a date with them, or they'd come over and watch a movie, hang out with you. By the time they got home, they were already updating their fucking profile. You know what I'm saying? Like, before you even had time to, like, wash the cum out of your mouth. Things like that. Those things, you know, are kind of a problem with the online dating services. So I have a few little topics. We'll discuss each one by one, and get some feedback. So let's talk about the stalking issue. So let's talk about when you hook up with a guy through friend or at a party. I think this came from your How Well Do You Know Fonda Cox, like, online internet quiz.
Oh, yeah.
What's the first thing you do when you meet someone new?
I Google them.
Okay. Honey, I'm not judging.
Man, I've been a Google girl from way back in the day.
We should have t-shirts that say, I'm a Google girl in a Google world. Let's go Google. I'll find your shit out. That could be fun.
So, yeah, I Google them. That's the first thing I do. Because, I mean, a lot of times you can find, like, their Plaxo or their LinkedIn account.
Right.
And, you know, if the guy says, oh, yeah, well, you know, I'm an attorney, and you look him up on LinkedIn and it says IT, you're like, No, you're not an attorney.
Yeah.
And then the other thing you can do, everybody listen. I don't know of how well it works in other states, but in the state of Texas, if you get someone's like landline home number at their house, you can Google that. Most of the time,
really?
It'll pull up. Yes, most of the time, unless the person's had it blocked or it's a private number, it'll pull up who the person is and their address.
Oh,
then you
that.
Take that. Yeah. Then
really?
You can take that ad. Yes. Now listen. I'm giving y'all some hints. Then you take their address. Say you've just been talking to this guy and y'all have met for coffee, but you've not gone out on the official date and you don't, you know, never been to his house. But you want to know, okay, what does this man have? Well, once you Google his phone number, it doesn't work with a cell phone, but once you Google his phone number, it pulls up their name and their address. You take that address, you go to, if this works in Dallas, you go to dallasappraisals.com.
Oh my
and you
God,
put in that
Fawn,
address.
Did you do this?
And you can find, yes, I have. And you can find out what their house is worth.
Now, what the hell is all that about?
Just curiosity.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my
I did
hell.
It to a guy that I haven't done it in a long time. This is when I first started dating and I was paranoid about meeting people off the internet, you know. But this one guy, yeah, I was quite impressed. He not only had one, but he had two houses, and they were both like around about 250. I was like, whoa, he's got $500,000 in it. But needless to say, I didn't date him very long.
Well, what happened?
Because that's
to
the one
money?
I found it. Well, because he had a back to the psycho girls. He had that psycho ex-wife, and she got my cell phone number and started calling it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. One day when she dropped their son off, she walked over to his caller ID machine and because she knew he was dating somebody and saw my name and wrote down my number. Yeah, and started calling me. So, yeah, I don't deal with the psychos. Mm-hmm.
Well.
Yeah, I was at work one day and my cell phone rang and I was like, I wonder who that is. Answered it. Yeah.
Well, okay then. There you go. Okay, so we got
that's
that
just,
one.
That's just a little stalking tidbits from Fonda.
Okay, well, back to the stalking thing.
I wouldn't call that stalking.
You wouldn't call that stalking?
No, absolutely not. Stalking is when you follow them, whether it's online or in real life. And
okay.
Yeah, I never did that.
Well, let's talk.
Just me checking out. It's a background check. I did my own background check.
Okay, maybe you have a point. That's fine. I will tell you, I Google people's names and see what I can find on them online. I will tell you that.
You know, I get somebody that pops up and it says, you know, they're a child sex offender or something.
Send Armando a message telling him we're live now.
All right.
Well, what I was going to say, depending on which site you use, it can be all too easy to check up on your last fling online. And I dated a guy, and I actually was the guy at one point in time when I was young and dumb and not so full of cum because I was spreading it all over God's green earth, but dated a guy who would regularly leave my house and be home updating his profile, you know, before I had time to even get ready for bed and put my nightcap on, honey. And that's a problem. It's really hard to, like, what do you do in these, you know, circumstances? Do you, like, call the boy out? You know, well, we're not exclusive, so it's kind of okay, but yeah, it's a little slap in the face. I don't know. I don't know. If you want to respond to that, let us know what you think about the online dating thing and going on a date with someone that you met online and then going home, updating your profile if you thought it was a bust or whatever, blah, 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 blah. I don't know. I just think it's, I think it's tacky. That's all I'm going to say. But I've been there. I've done it. I've been on dates before where I thought the date totally sucked. I was not interested. And I was back at home looking for the next fuck or the next, you know, free meal, whatever. And by that free meal was a joke. I was just kidding.
Yeah, long time ago, and this was like 10 years ago, when I first got on Match, I had a guy kind of freak me out. I've said a while ago, most guys aren't psychos. This one wasn't. I didn't talk to him again. We talked on the phone, like, for 2 or 3 days. Well, one day I'm looking at my Match, you know, looking at the winks I've gotten or whatever, And my phone rings. It's this guy, and he's pissed off because I'm on Match, and he told me I need to take my profile off.
Who told you that?
This guy that I – this was like 10 years ago. This guy, yeah, after we talked on the phone 3 times, he felt we had a connection, and he was hurt that I was still looking at it, and I didn't even need a profile anymore. So, because he was talking to me, so I guess I was his property at that point.
Really?
Yeah.
Well.
Needless to say, I didn't talk to him anymore.
Well, the next downside of the online dating is the bring on the crazies. You know, we've all found ourselves a bit unhinged with people online. This one yoga instructor that I was interested in Phoenix became a pathetic shadow of his former self. And you know, it's one of those things where you focus on their pictures online intently and shouting in your head, you know, call me. You know, trying to will the experience or will the date or will the relationship into existence. But this particular individual makes a good point. After a bad breakup, having instant access to their profiles, photos, updates, or worst of all, a change in status, can prolong the agony. And my previous experience aside and other previous experiences since then aside, a.k.a., you know who, finding
mm-hmm.
Well, and you know what's actually kind of funny about that? When you know who and I first departed ways, I went to a New Year's Eve party here in San Diego, and I posted the pictures to my Flickr account, right? Well, in my Flickr account, well, at the party, I was mugging down on a particular young gentleman. And my ex had access to those pictures and apparently was checking them regularly. And needless to say, was quite disappointed to see my mouth around somebody else's mouth so soon. But you know what? You broke up with someone. You're out of the relationship. You're free to do whatever the hell you want. Leave the crazy shit at home. You know, we're all adults here. Work out your shit. Be done with it.
Yeah, if you're crazy, last thing you need is a relationship. Fix yourself.
Fix yourself, honey. And they've got people to do that. You know what I'm saying?
And quite, mm-hmm. quite they got medication.
They got medication for that kind of shit. So it just really depends. Next would be the shallow end of the dating pool, as far as the online dating services go. The sheer quantity of people online makes being weirdly picky all too possible. One dater responded by stating that, quote, I find myself vetoing guys for the most shallow, silly reasons, like I don't like the shirt he's wearing in his photo, or he's shorter than 5'10", or he goes on, I lost my track here. Oh, but looking back at my exes, none of them were studs, so why don't I remember that I'm not trolling for dudes online? The answer is because there are so many of them online, meaning people that you're interested in or looking at, that when you can afford to rule out some of the shrimp in the Nickelback t-shirt, why wouldn't you? So, you know, you've got every Tom, Dick, and Harry online, and typically, you know what's interesting about the online services is, you know, people don't just have one online service, dating service, no. They've got the Adam for Adam, they've got the gay.com, they've got the Hookup Now or squirt.com is a new one that I've heard about, and Manhunt. Everybody is on every goddamn website, you know, twinksfuckmenow.com. You know, there's so many options out there, and it's so easy because it's so sleazy, and it really is the bottom of the barrel, which is really an issue when it comes to, and I don't know how it is for heterosexuals, but I'm assuming, do you see, like, because you're a quite frequent visitor to the Craigslist, honey, do you see a lot of the same people on Craigslist that are on Match.com and eHarmony and all these other websites for your people?
I've seen some, not Craigslist, but dating websites. I've seen the same people, and they have pretty much the same profile and the same pictures. And sometimes they'll contact me on one, and I don't contact them back, and then they contact me on the other, thinking I'm going to forget who they are. Yeah. But yeah, there's some what would we call them? Internet roamers.
Yeah.
So
they're not good, honey. And what's interesting is when
but then again,
somebody,
that's how we date now, guys. That's how we date.
I understand, but let me go back to my case with Aholio. You know, before Aholio, I was in Dallas for a good year and a half before I met him. I was on all the online services. Gay.com is big in Dallas. Manhunt's big in Dallas. Whatever. And so when he and I first broke up, I got back online initially, and in Dallas, the same people are on Manhunt and Gay.com, and the same people are posting to Craigslist. It's like, come on, this is 3 years later, and the same tragic trolls are out here trolling, you know, for syphilis, herpes, gonorrhea, and whatever other STDs they can hook, line, and sinker on these internet dating sites. It's just, to me, it's a little tragic. That's all I'm saying.
Well, like I said, for a lot of us, I mean, that's the only way to reach out to people. I mean, it's just like looking for a job now. You can't walk into the places anymore and fill out an application.
Save traditional marriage from the homosexual menace that threatened to destroy it. Yeah. We're gonna keep fighting. We are gonna keep protecting traditional marriage.
Right.
Next up, the Gunderson marriage.
Yeah!
What?
Well, Cindy, we all know you weren't exactly a virgin when you got married.
What are you talking about?
I have here a signed deposition from one Todd the Rod Stevens, quarterback of your high school football team.
It was the prom.
The Bible is pretty clear about this. You were supposed to be stoned to death when your husband discovered that you weren't a virgin on your wedding night. Way to drop the ball, Eric.
I'm sorry. Ow!
So, everybody in favor of dissolving the Gunderson marriage? People! Are we obeying the Bible or not? You know, the Bible, the inerrant word of God. So, everybody in favor of dissolving the Gunderson marriage?
No.
Motion carries.
Wait, you can't do this.
We're going to miss you too. And next up, we have the O'Briens.
What? What's wrong with our marriage?
Weren't you married before, Chris?
Yeah, but I got a divorce.
Divorce is not the sort of traditional value we are trying to promote. So, everybody in favor of breaking up the O'Briens?
Aye.
Motion carries.
But we have kids!
And now you have bastards. Bye-bye. And now let's talk about the Schwarzkopfs.
Huh?
That whole Christians and Jews marrying thing. Not very traditional. Everybody in favor of nixing that?
Aye.
Motion carries.
You can't do this! This is America!
Oh, sorry. Majority rules. And next up we have the Phillips.
What? Oh, you are not trying this.
It's not very traditional to have blacks and whites intermarry. And it just kind of bothers me to think about the two of you having... Well... We're just going to have to break you up. Everybody?
Aye.
Thank you so.
No.
This is kind of fun. And now we have the Johnston Carmichael. Am I the only one who finds that whole hyphenated last name kind of pretentious? Break him up?
Aye.